Welcome to the leadership series On the Sofa with Angie. Today's special guest is Alexandra Mealy, who is the regional sales director at Slack. Alex, it's a pleasure to chat to you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So Alex, you've had a wonderful career at Slack, starting out as an account executive, and you've recently been promoted to a regional sales director. I'd love to hear a little bit more about your journey in sales at Slack.
Sure. So I joined Slack at the end of 2018 as a large enterprise account executive. And essentially what that meant was looking after the most strategic organizations within the UK market. So that included any organization that had over 10,000 employees. So I was in that role until I moved into my most recent leadership role, or my first leadership role, even in February. And that was selling across industry. And this was before we went public, before we went, you know, became part of Salesforce. So I've seen the company go through many transitions, and it's been a really exciting ride.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, congratulations on your new position. I'd love to hear a little bit more about the transition from being an individual contributor into first line sales leadership.
Yeah. So I've always known that leadership is something that I was aspiring to and something I was really interested in. From my undergrad in psychology, I've always just really been drawn to people. And part of my role that I found that I was drawn to the most, especially once I became more senior as an account executive, was the idea of mentoring sort of newer salespeople, ultimately coaching new people joining my team and really being that point of contact. But then at the same time, I love speaking with customers. I love selling with customers. I love sussing out the solutions, the value that my product is going to bring them. So it was something that I didn't want to lose. So I felt like moving into leadership was really going to marry up the two aspects of my job that I really loved. So when it came to actually making the transition, I kind of decided, I think it was towards the end of 2019, once I had had a solid run with Slack, I had talked to my manager at the time that I wanted to move into leadership. And my advice to other people would be to definitely know that there is going to be a lead time between sort of stating your intention and getting there. And the beauty of that is it gives you that opportunity to fully see what are those gaps, because you can't ever be a leader before you're a leader, but there are ways you can bridge those gaps. So then I ended up speaking to, I knew I had to essentially speak to all of the different leaders within EMEA. I had a really great piece of advice from a leader at the time saying, who could possibly be on your panel? And she said, quite frankly, it would be anyone who's a leader today at Slack. So, you know, go around and make sure that your name is, you know, a household name within the organization. And so I sort of went through sort of a coffee chat through everybody. What would your advice be for me? What ways can I help your team today? Is anyone looking for mentorship that I can offer? Obviously, without stretching myself too thin, but really starting to grasp some of those skills that I hadn't really had the opportunity to flex as an AE. So that's sort of how I started that process.
Thank you. So you talk about bridging the gap, because often it's a quite a big transition going from being an individual contributor to moving into leadership.
Yeah.
What role has mentors and sponsors played in your career development at Slack?
Yeah, so it's essential, really. So I wouldn't say that I have ever had one solid mentor. I've always, and I know other people struggle with this, finding that one person who you go to for everything. My approach has been a little bit different, and it's worked for me for the time being, that I sort of have a broad kind of trusted advisor group that I go to and actually get that support. Some of them are within Slack, some of them are outside of Slack, but really trying to navigate in a thoughtful way, kind of figuring out, having that self-awareness to figure out, okay, what am I good at? Because that's also something you have to be able to write down. I mean, Angie, I know we work together, you're my coach. And one thing that I'll always take away was have that success folder. What are you good at? What are those successes? Because no one else is going to know those. So make sure you're proud of those and you can shout those. But then also having the self-awareness to see, okay, well, where do I not have that experience? And so mentors and sponsors have been really helpful to me in giving me the opportunity to have those experiences. For example, you know, putting my name out there to their team to say, hey, who wants a mentor? Who would need something like this? So that I now have someone who I speak to on a monthly basis, and we catch up about, you know, ways in which I can support as, you know, a more tenured AE at the time, but also kind of navigating their next career move. And so actually providing me with those opportunities and giving me that honest feedback has been, you know, essential.
Absolutely. And that feedback is so important to your personal development, because often we're not aware of our blind spots, but sometimes we're not aware the full extent of our strengths as well. So being able to have your own board of advisors who will actively do that feedback, mentorship, and advice is really important.
Definitely.
So now as a leader, you're also building your own team, you're hiring. So what do you look for in the salespeople that you're hiring?
Definitely. So I'm starting now, I've got two open roles. And this is actually something that was hugely helpful in the move to leadership, is being involved in a bunch of different panels before being a leader and seeing the types of questions the other leaders in EMEA would ask. But the things that I personally look for before anything is having that growth mindset and having the right attitude. Because when it comes to the actual sales methodology, those are things that can be taught. But if you don't have the right attitude and you don't have that willingness to grow, to coach, and to be able to be humble enough to say, okay, these are my gaps, then, you know, you become a much more challenging person to actually manage in general. So I want someone who's really driven and really wants to be there and is ready to learn. Those are my kind of top tier, what I look for. And obviously having the right positive attitude.
Absolutely. All very important ingredients, particularly in salespeople as well, because as you said, you can teach, you know, the technical skills, the methodologies, but it's very hard to teach the passion, the enthusiasm, the commitments. So my final question is, so obviously you're a woman in leadership at Slack, and Slack is also a gold sponsor of Women in Tech Forum. So what are the opportunities for women at Slack in terms of career progression and communities?
I mean, the opportunities are, we're already big, but now that we're part of Salesforce as well, I mean, they're truly endless. I mean, the amazing thing about now being part of Salesforce is that there's a much broader range of not only vertical, but horizontal moves that anyone could do. But specifically thinking about the further network of actually senior leaders, just purely based on the volume of individuals, the opportunity to have a broader range of mentors, of sponsors, of you know, those different, just to extend your network. I think that's something really, really impactful. We have our own women's, you know, resource group, employee resource group within Slack, but now we've joined up with the same within Salesforce. So I think ultimately it's that network that's really going to help, you know, build up ourselves as women within the business and being able to see what are those opportunities and how can we continue to help each other.
Absolutely. And, it, you know, the power of the network and community is so important, and being able to share experiences and network with other people, both internally, but obviously also externally within the wider community.
Definitely.
Excellent. So as a final question, what would be your advice for other women who are looking to take that leap to their first level sales position, first level sales management position?
First level sales management position, put a stake in the ground, decide that's what you want to do and tell people that that's what you want to do. Keeping it to yourself is not helping yourself at all. Just telling your first line manager, having that informal chat with maybe your second line manager with your first line manager's blessing, And really just getting that message out there, because I believe once you set that intention and you say it out loud and you tell people, that's when you start saying, right, what do I have to do to get there? And it actually makes the conversations with those sponsors, with your network, actually much easier, because you'll have advice specifically on making it to that goal. And that's what I found so helpful. I actually found that once I stated it out loud, it was like, well, all of a sudden things were moving really quickly. And I was much more clear as to what I had to do and what I needed to learn. And again, what are those gaps that I needed to bridge? So my advice would be say it aloud and tell people.
I love that. And I think when you communicate your goals, you're also, showing your commitments, but you're also holding other people accountable as well to helping you achieve those goals and putting a plan in place to get there as well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Alex, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you today. Thank you so much for sharing your journey and your tips to moving into first level sales leadership. So thanks again for joining us today.
Always a pleasure, Angie.